The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. God, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, happy rainy day to everybody. A little tiny thought for you for the day. The heart's deepest questions are questions of why, about issues of suffering. Why this tragedy? Why this hardship? Why this death? The heart's deepest questions are questions of why. On issues of suffering, trouble with questions of why on issues of suffering, though, is that we're not capable of taking in the answers to them. Suppose for a moment you could sit down across the table from God Almighty himself and have at it with all the questions on your heart. And you could ask him why. Why suffering? Why death? Why disease? Why child abuse? Just ask away. Do you know what would happen? Sitting across the table from God and asking him all your questions, every single time God gave you an answer, it would lead to 4 follow-up questions about why. We are not capable of taking in the answers to the why questions. It's why the only satisfying answer to those questions of why in the face of suffering is in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus says what he says in this gospel to his apostles on Holy Thursday night, the night before he dies, what might be the most satisfying passage found anywhere in the gospels. "When you see me again, you'll have no questions to ask of me." And what was he talking about? He's talking about Easter Sunday. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. You've heard that it was said you can't change the past. You've heard that it was said what's done is done. Suppose somebody told you that's not entirely true. Now, it's true, the facts of the past can't be changed. Those are etched in stone, but there are some events in the present that have the power to reach back into the past and to re-narrate the entire story. Imagine a criminal trial. New evidence comes to light. Suddenly, the one everyone thought was innocent is guilty. The one everyone thought was guilty is innocent. The one everyone thought was a hero is a terrible villain. And the one everyone was sure was a terrible villain is now a hero. Some events have the power to reach back into the past and to rewrite the entire story. The death and resurrection of Christ is the event par excellence that does that, and it's what we need to keep in mind every time we face a question of why. At the crucifixion, the Pharisees thought they'd won the day. And the apostles thought it was the death of all hope. But a funny thing happened on the way to Easter Sunday, didn't it? And the cross became the symbol of victory. And Jesus says to his apostles and to us, "I have so much more to tell you, but you can't bear it now. It's true. God has so much more that he could tell us, and we can't bear it now. And in his mercy, he doesn't tell us everything. But you know what he does tell us? He tells us the story of Easter. And he asks us to remember, as we face our questions of why, that the same one who wrote that story is also writing your story. And so we pray for a measure of faith and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Rita of Cascia, pray for us.